If you're following along in the Bible, you can turn to Isaiah 61.
Buenos días a todos. Si nos van a seguir en la Biblia, por favor, síganos en Isaías 61.
Or if you're following along in the lesson text, we're in lesson number 7 for January 17th, 2021.
Y si nos están siguiendo en las lecciones, pónganse en la lección número 20 del 17 de enero de 2021.
And the title of our Sunday school lesson this morning from the book of Isaiah is A New World Promised.
Y el título de este servicio se va a llamar La promesa de un mundo nuevo.
And so let's go in and open in prayer and we will begin.
Y vamos a orar.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our Sunday school lesson as well as our whole service this morning. We pray, Lord, for your blessing to be upon every aspect, Lord. We ask for your presence to be here. We pray that you would teach us from your word, Lord, especially from the book of Isaiah. We thank you for all that you will do. And so we ask that you would be glorified here in our midst. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen, amen. A new world promised.
La promesa de un mundo nuevo.
How many of you looking forward to a new world?
¿Cuántos están esperando este nuevo mundo?
You know, when we consider how the world is going right now, it causes us, hopefully, to be looking forward to what the Lord has promised.
Considerando cómo está el mundo ahorita, estamos esperando que Dios nos dé una vida mejor.
And so today we're going to see from the book of Isaiah that there is a new world coming.
Y ahora vamos a ver en el libro de Isaías la promesa de este nuevo mundo.
Our central truth this morning is this: Jesus Christ will return to judge the nations and welcome the redeemed.
La verdad central de este será: Jesucristo regresará para juzgar a las naciones y dar la bienvenida a los redimidos.
Thank God Jesus Christ is coming back.
Gracias a Dios que Jesucristo viene para atrás.
And when he comes back, he's going to judge the nations.
Y cuando regrese, él va a juzgar a las naciones.
But for the redeemed, he's going to welcome them unto himself.
Pero para los redimidos, él los va a recibir con los brazos abiertos.
Our key verse this morning,
el versículo clave de esta mañana,
comes from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13.
El versículo clave es de 2 Pedro 3, 13.
And it says this, and I'll read it this morning. It says, in keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells.
Pero nosotros esperamos, según su promesa, cielos nuevos y tierra nueva, en los cuales mora la justicia.
Here we can see that the understanding of the new heavens and the new earth.
Aquí estamos viendo el nuevo entendimiento del mundo nuevo.
It actually is found in both the Old and New Testaments.
Y se encuentra en los dos lados, en el Viejo Testamento y en el Nuevo Testamento.
This is something that has been prophesied about.
Esto es algo que se ha sido profesado.
There's going to be a new heavens and a new earth.
Que va a haber un nuevo cielo y un nuevo mundo, una tierra.
Now, if you've ever driven towards a large mountain range,
si usted ha manejado directo a una montaña,
you've probably noticed that one peak may seem to be very close behind another.
Si se dará cuenta que usted ha mirado el pico de la montaña que se miran cercas de una a la otra.
Only to realize the closer you get to those peaks.
Y a darte cuenta que realizas que cuando te acercas a los picos.
The closer you get, the more you realize there's a large distance between those two peaks.
Entre más te acercas te das cuenta que los picos están más lejos de lo que parecen.
In Bible prophecy.
La profecía de la Biblia.
There is what's known as the mountain peaks of Bible prophecy.
se conocen como las montañas de los picos de las profecías.
And what happens is sometimes the prophets spoke about certain prophetic events that would happen in the future.
Y lo que pasa es que los profetas han hablado de cosas que van a pasar.
And sometimes those prophetic messages seemed to overlap.
Y a veces esas profecías se parecen que se están sobre amontonando.
For instance,
por el instante,
what we will be studying this morning,
lo que vamos a estar estudiando esta mañana,
when Isaiah speaks about the coming of the Messiah,
cuando Isaías habla de la venida del Mesías,
he speaks of the Messiah in his first coming,
él habla del Mesías en su primera venida.
But then he also speaks about what the Messiah will do when he comes during the second coming.
Y también está hablando de que cuando el Mesías venga por la segunda vez.
And so both the first and second coming of the Messiah, the message of the first and second coming,
y cuando habla de esta primera y segunda venida,
are kind of those two comings of Jesus are kind of mixed together in the prophetic word.
En la profecía parece que se vienen juntas.
And what's interesting is that the original audience had no way to know that more than 2,000 years would lie between both of those events.
Y en la audiencia que estaba en esos tiempos, no iban a pensar que iban a ser 2,000 años de diferencia.
Think about it. 2,000 years from the time of Jesus' first coming until now has been around 2,000 years.
Y si se ponen a pensar de la primera venida de Jesucristo a la segunda, han sido 2,000 años de diferencia.
And today we're looking forward to the second coming of Jesus, aren't we?
Y hoy estamos mirando y esperando la segunda venida.
And so today we're going to be studying the two-stage prophecy of Isaiah.
Y hoy vamos a estar estudiando las dos partes de la venida.
And what we need to understand is that right now we're living in the between stage.
Y quiero que entiendan que hoy estamos viviendo entre medio de los dos venidas.
Sometimes we can call that the church age.
A veces le podemos llamar el año de la iglesia.
And so what we need to understand is there's still a lot to be fulfilled concerning the prophecies that we will be studying
también,
this morning.
Y también tienen que entender que todavía faltan muchas profecías para que se cumplan.
Now Jesus, he came to the earth to live and die, and he resurrected from the dead.
Jesucristo vino, vivió, murió y fue resucitado.
And this was to provide a means of our redemption.
Y esto fue hecho para que nosotros podamos ser redimidos.
But when Jesus Christ returns for the second coming,
pero cuando Jesucristo regrese en la segunda venida,
he's going to bring about a fulfillment of God's blessings for God's redeemed people.
Él va a traer la en la venida él va a traer todo completo de lo que se había dicho.
And so let's get into Isaiah 61 this morning.
Vamos a empezar en Isaías 61.
We're going to read Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3.
Y vamos a leer Isaías 61 del 1 al 9.
Here we're going to see the coming of the Messiah.
Y aquí vamos a ver la venida del Mesías.
And the first subpoint is the mission of the Messiah.
El primer enseñanza es la misión del Mesías.
Now, the people of Isaiah's day didn't fully understand the prophecy of Isaiah.
La gente de esos tiempos de Isaías no entendían la venida del Mesías.
But when Jesus came, he understood it.
Pero cuando Jesús vino, él la entendía.
He began to teach them the fact that he had come to bring redemption for humanity, to save humanity.
Él vino aquí para dar la redención a los humanos.
But then he began to show them the truths of what's going to happen when he returns the second time as well.
Y también les estaba enseñando qué iba a pasar cuando él viniera a la segunda venida.
Does somebody want to read Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3?
¿Alguien quiere leer Isaías 61 del verso 1?
These verses speak concerning what would happen when the Messiah would come the first time.
Estos versículos están diciendo qué es lo que va a pasar cuando el Mesías venga.
Jesus began his earthly ministry here on the earth around 2,000 years ago.
Jesucristo empezó su ministerio alrededor de 2,000 años atrás.
And there in his hometown of Nazareth,
allí en su hogar de Nazaret,
in a synagogue he announced his mission.
En la sinagoga él anunció su misión.
And there he read from Isaiah 61, these verses we just read.
Y ahí él leyó esos versículos que estamos leyendo.
However, Jesus only read Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 through the first part of verse 2.
Pero él nomás leyó Isaías 61 del versículo 1 y parte del versículo número 2.
And the reason for that was the mission of Christ in his first coming would be found in verses 1 through the first part of verse 2.
Y la razón por qué hizo eso es porque en la misión de él, las cosas se iban a hacer, como decía en el versículo 1 y parte del versículo 2.
It says he came to preach good news to the poor.
Decía que él venía a predicar las buenas nuevas al mundo.
He came to heal the brokenhearted.
Él vino a sanar a los corazones quebrados.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
Para proclamar la libertad a los captivos.
Even to the opening of the prisons to those who were bound.
Y abrir las prisiones para aquellos que estaban encerrados.
And then the first part of verse 2 says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Y en la primera parte del versículo 2 dice para ser aceptados el año del Señor.
This was the mission of Christ in his first coming.
Esta era la misión de Jesucristo en su primera venida.
He came to save.
Él vino a salvar.
He came to redeem.
Él vino a redimir.
And what you see in the second part of verse 2,
y como miras en la segunda parte del versículo 2,
is what's going to happen at his second coming.
Es lo que va a pasar en la segunda venida.
Where it says, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn.
A consolar a todos los que están de luto.
And what this is speaking about is the reality that during Jesus' second coming.
Y esto es por la que venga la realidad de su segunda venida.
He is going to bring judgment.
Él va a traer el juicio.
But that judgment day of Christ is still future.
Pero ese juicio todavía está en espera.
And so in the first coming of the Messiah, he came to provide a way of salvation for lost humanity.
Y en la primera venida, él vino a traer dirección para la salvación.
And he is coming to ultimately take away our pain and our sorrow.
Y últimamente, él va a traer liberación para el dolor y el sufrimiento.
And so all of these verses are proclaiming what Jesus, the Messiah, comes to do.
Y finalmente el Mesías está diciendo para lo que él va a hacer.
See, while Jesus was here on the earth, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, provided salvation.
Cuando él vino aquí, él estaba sanando a los enfermos y también iba a traer la salvación.
But in the future day, when he comes the second time,
pero en el futuro, cuando él venga por la segunda vez,
then he is going to bring about a season of divine judgment.
Él va a traer una sesión donde va a traer juicio.
And during that time, he's going to defeat evil.
Y durante eso, él va a destruir lo malo.
And he is going to provide life and blessing for those that have received him.
Y él va a proveer la vida y salvación y paz.
You can see in verse 3.
Y lo puedes ver en el verso 3.
That he will give beauty for ashes.
Que él va a dar belleza en vez de cenizas.
And he will also provide the oil of joy for mourning.
Y también va a proveer el aceite del gozo.
You see, the Lord is promising To you and to me, as we go through life's journey.
Están viendo que el Señor está prometiendo a ustedes el gozo y la alegría.
It's not easy, is it?
No es fácil.
The days are seemingly getting darker as the days as we move forward.
Los días están oscureciendo hasta lo más que estamos pasando.
And we have to keep going forward, amen.
Y necesitamos seguir yendo adelante.
And God has promised to be with us.
Y Dios ha prometido estar con nosotros.
But there's coming a day when He's going to take away that burden, that heaviness.
Y también está que todos aquellos que tengan esa carga.
He's going to establish us.
Nos va a establecer.
You see, this is what's going to happen.
Y esto es lo que va a pasar.
But until then, we've got to trust Him to help us through. Amen.
Pero para ese entonces, nosotros tenemos que confiar en Él.
Right now, the Lord has promised to be with us every step of the way.
Hoy Dios nos está prometiendo que Él va a estar en todos nuestros pasos.
Now, in verses 4 through 9,
en el verso del 4 al 9,
we see that God's people will be restored.
Dicen que la gente de Dios se va a ser restaurada.
Now, in this portion of Scripture,
en esta porción de la Escritura,
Isaiah was speaking concerning the restoration of Israel to the land of Israel after they were in captivity in Babylon.
Dios está prometiendo aquí la restauración de Israel para todos aquellos que hacían captivados.
And after that captivity, they would rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
Y después de esa captividad, ellos van a restaurar Israel.
But it was also speaking to a future day.
Pero también está hablando de un día futuro.
In the future, there is going to be a complete restoration.
En el futuro va a haber una restauración completa.
And it's going to be restored there in Israel.
Y va a ser ahí restaurada en Israel.
It's beyond what is taking place in the natural.
Es más de lo que se está pasando en lo natural.
It's beyond just the temporal.
Es más de lo temporal.
No, God is going to bring an everlasting restoration.
Dios va a traer una restauración sin final.
Look at verses 4 through 9.
Vamos a ver los versos del 4 al 9.
I'll read these verses if you don't mind, but it says this. They shall build the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of humiliation, they shall rejoice over their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery in the burnt offering. I will faithfully give them their recompense and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, because they are the descendants whom the Lord has blessed. These verses are speaking of the restoration of God's people.
Estos versículos están hablando de la restauración de su gente.
God desires to restore.
Dios desea restaurar.
He's not one that keeps us in our wasted places.
Él no es uno que nos mantiene en un lugar.
The land of Israel was at this time in a place of ruin and devastation.
La tierra de Israel era un lugar donde estaba todo desolado, todo vacío.
And sadly, throughout the history of Israel, there has been much devastation.
Y muy triste, en la historia de Israel, todo el tiempo ha habido devastación.
But the Lord is here speaking of restoration that's going to take place throughout the land.
Pero el Señor está hablando que va a haber restauración en toda la tierra.
It's going to be restored so thoroughly that there will be no evidence of destruction.
Va a ser limpia, bien limpia, que no va a haber signos de fallas o...
This is a sign of God's favor upon his people.
Y este es un signo de que nosotros somos estamos a favor con el Señor.
Let me say this.
Déjame decirles esto.
This is speaking of a future day concerning the land of Israel.
Esto está hablando de un día futuro, hablando de la tierra de Israel.
But it also is speaking spiritually about you and me.
Pero también está hablando espiritualmente de usted y yo.
God is not going to leave us in our destruction.
Dios no nos va a dejar en nuestra destrucción.
God desires to bring us to a place of restoration.
Dios nos va a llevar a un mundo de restauración.
As we come to the Lord, he will restore, he will replace, he will fix what has been messed up.
Cuando nosotros venimos al Señor, él nos va a restaurar, nos va a arreglar, nos va a poner bien.
God wants to show his favor towards us.
Dios quiere enseñar su favor a nosotros.
But this future fulfillment of this restoration.
Pero este futuro firmamento.
This future day.
Este día futuro.
Is going to be an everlasting restoration.
Va a ser una restauración por siempre.
It's going to last forever.
Va a estar para siempre.
You see, the Lord is going to restore and restore perfectly in the future.
El Señor va a restaurar y va a restaurar perfectamente todo en el futuro.
And no matter what kind of wickedness is in the world.
Y no importa qué clase de maldad haya en el mundo.
God is going to take everything and he's going to replenish it all and fix it all up.
Dios va a tomar todo y lo va a arreglar todo.
Amen.
Amen.
We can look forward to that day.
Podemos mirar para el futuro en ese día.
But until then, our second part this morning.
Pero es entonces, es la segunda parte de nuestro.
The Lord is still calling to people to participate in what he's going to do.
El Señor todavía está llamando a gente para participar en lo que va a hacer.
He's inviting people to himself.
Él está invitando a la gente para sí mismo.
And so the invitation is either accepted or rejected.
So la invitación va a ser aceptada o negada.
Now for those that reject,
para todos aquellos que nieguen su palabra,
there will be judgment.
Va a haber juicio.
Judgment on those who reject.
Juicio para todos aquellos que no quieran.
Now, how many of you have ever seen on a street corner or on a busy street, say in a big city somewhere?
¿Quiénes de ustedes han visto en una esquina?
Have you ever seen at a street corner someone holding up a sign that says hellfire and brimstone?
Si han visto a alguien con un poste que diga
hellfire and brimstone.
Que diga fuego y azufre.
Or have you ever seen someone with a sign that says the end is near?
O otro poste que diga que la venida está cerca.
Or it might even say repent, sinner.
O también puede decir que arrepiéntete, pecador.
Or another one that maybe has been seen is called turn or burn.
Otros también que dicen regrésate o quémate.
How many of you, has anybody ever seen that in a street corner on a busy street somewhere in the big city?
Lo han mirado en You've alguna parte en una esquina.
Brother Carlos says he's seen it. Anybody else? On the movies? Yeah, you can see it on the movies sometime. I remember in New York City, when we would be in New York City, you'd see some of those street preachers, you know, preaching there, holding big Bibles in their hands, sometimes with those signs in the air.
Ahí estamos que el pastor lo había mirado en Nueva York. Hay muchos lugares donde están esos postes que la gente está cargando.
Now, what would your reaction be to those methods of evangelism?
Ahora, ¿cuál va a ser su reacción para cuando miras tú esas gentes cargando esos postes?
What do y'all think about that?
¿Qué es lo que piensan ustedes?
As a believer, we would agree with their message, of course. Yeah, harsh but true, definitely. Sometimes it can feel like it's condemning, right?
Dicen que hay unos que como cristianos aprueban esas cosas, aunque a veces se mira medio duro, pero es necesario.
I remember in our evangelism class.
Que él recuerda que en su evangelismo, la clase de evangelismo.
They would tell us to avoid Bible bashing people.
Que trataban de no cruzarse con la gente que peleaba con las Biblias.
Now, sometimes that has its place.
Algunas veces eso tiene su lugar.
But that method of evangelism isn't going to work on everyone.
Pero ese método de evangelismo a veces no va a trabajar en todas las personas.
Now, God can use anything.
Dios puede usar cualquier cosa.
And so it can work on some, but it's not going to work on all.
Y puede trabajar en algunos, pero no va a trabajar en todos.
But there are times that we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit on how we minister the gospel.
Pero a veces tenemos que ser sensibles cuando andamos predicando la palabra.
I remember one of our friends used to say, "You can send me to any nation, just don't send me to condemnation."
Él recuerda que uno decía que él lo podían que lo podían mandar a cualquier nación, pero no lo podían que no lo mandaran a condenación.
Sadly, judgment will come upon those that reject the message of the gospel.
Tristemente, es la palabra del Señor para que todos aquellos que no la reciban van a recibir juicio.
Look at Isaiah 65, verses 1 through 7, as well as 11 through 12.
Vamos a ver en Isaías 65, verso 1 al 5.
To 7, and then 11 through 12.
Y de 1 al 7, y luego del 11 al 12.
Does somebody want to read these verses, just so we can see judgment on those who reject? Now, these verses express the reality that God is constantly calling to his people.
Estos versos dicen la realidad de que el Señor está hablando a su gente.
And it's heartbreaking to realize as we read these verses.
Y es que les quiebra el corazón cuando estamos leyendo esta versión, estos versos.
That it's God's desire to bring them unto himself.
Que es el deseo de Dios de traerlos con él.
He wants to bring them into fellowship with himself.
Él quiere traerlos con él.
And sadly, they reject him.
Y tristemente, ellos lo rechazan.
It's a choice.
Es su decisión.
God calling to his people and yet they're spurning him, they're turning away from him.
Dios está hablando a su gente y de todas maneras lo rechazan.
In Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
En Romanos capítulo 5 verso 6.
It says God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That God demonstrated his own love for us.
Que Dios ha demostrado su propio amor por nosotros.
In this.
En esto.
While we were still sinners.
Mientras seguimos siendo pecadores.
Christ died for us.
Dios murió por nosotros.
God has made a way for humanity to be saved.
Dios ha hecho un camino para que nosotros pudiéramos ir a él.
And the gospel message is come to me.
Y el mensajes viene a mí.
The Lord is saying, I love you.
El Señor dice, los amo.
I will save you.
Los voy a salvar.
We can have a relationship.
Podemos tener una relación.
A way has been made.
Un camino se ha hecho.
Will you receive it?
Lo recibirás.
And yet, sadly, there will be those that will continue to reject God.
Y tristemente, todo el tiempo va a haber alguien que lo va a rechazar.
Sadly, it doesn't matter how many times that they're invited, they will continue to turn away.
Y tristemente, no importa cuántas veces seas invitado, de todas maneras los van a seguir rechazando.
These verses that were just read,
estos versos que acabamos de leer.
Bring out some of the sinful practices of the people.
Traen los pecados de la gente.
Some of them were trying to communicate with the dead.
Algunos están tratando de comunicarse con los muertos.
They're eating food that was prohibited by the law.
Están comiendo comidas que estaban prohibidas por la ley.
And in many ways, what they were practicing then,
y de muchas maneras lo que ellos estaban practicando entonces,
are similar to the sinful practices of the world today.
Y son similares a las prácticas de hoy en día.
But the Lord is still calling, amen.
Pero el Señor todavía sigue llamando.
Thank God he's still calling.
Gracias a Dios que está llamando.
But judgment will be the end result towards those that reject his call.
Pero el juzgado va a llegar a todos aquellos que no le recibieron.
You see, God's wrath is waiting for those that insist on clinging to their sin.
Si el enojo del Señor se va a aparecer a todos aquellos que no le recibieron.
I mean, the scripture says the wages of sin is death.
La escritura dice que los pecados de la gente son muerte.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Pero el regalo de Dios es la vida.
See, God has given humanity a choice.
Dios les ha dado a la humanidad su derecho de decidir.
Of either accepting him or rejecting him.
De recibirlo o de rechazarlo.
For those that will reject him.
Para todos aquellos que lo rechacen.
They will experience God's judgment.
Ellos van a experimentar el juicio de Dios.
But for those that receive him.
Pero para todos aquellos que le recibieron.
Our second point here is blessings for those who accept.
Y el segundo parte es de bendiciones para los que lo aceptan.
Thank God.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God there is blessing for those that accept.
Gracias a Dios para todos aquellos que le reciben, porque va a haber bendiciones.
Most everyone in this room has accepted.
La mayoría de todos los que estamos aquí hemos aceptado.
And so I'm here to say that you are blessed.
Y quiero decirles que han sido bendecidos.
God still transforms people.
Dios está todavía transformando a la gente.
The children of Israel had rebelled and disobeyed God.
Los hijos de Israel han sido rebeldes.
And they would ultimately be judged for their rebellion against God.
Y últimamente ellos van a estar en juicio por la rebelión contra Dios.
And even though they would be exiled for a season.
Y aunque ellos sean auxiliados por un tiempo.
God would bring them back and give them new life.
Dios los va a traer para atrás y darles una nueva vida.
And it's the same today.
Y es lo mismo ahora.
There are some that have rebelled against God.
Hay muchos que se están rebelando contra el Señor.
But he will transform those that will turn back to God.
Pero él transformará a todos aquellos que vuelvan para atrás.
And again, he'll provide blessings for those who accept him.
Y él va a proveer bendiciones para todos aquellos que lo aceptan.
Look at Isaiah 62, verses 10 through 12.
Vean en Isaiah 62, del versículo 10 al 12.
And then 65, 8 through 10.
Luego del capítulo 65 del 8 al 10.
Anybody want to read those verses, Isaiah 62, 10 through 12? Praise the Lord. There we go. I was wondering. I don't know if that version didn't have that part. Praise the Lord. But there are blessings for those that accept the Lord.
Hay bendiciones para todos aquellos que acepten al Señor.
Here we see that the Lord is promising to restore and to build them up.
Aquí estamos viendo que el Señor está para restaurar a todos aquellos que lo reciben.
And he's inviting them to go through Jerusalem's gates to a place of security.
Y él los está invitando a que pasen por las puertas de Israel.
This is symbolizing the blessing that God has for those that will turn to him.
Esto está simbolizando para todos aquellos que regresen atrás con él.
Those that will choose his way.
Aquellos que escojan seguir su camino.
And as they would turn to him, they would enter into that place of security and blessing.
Y cuando regresen, ellos van a pasar por esa por esos caminos con bendiciones.
God wants to provide transformation for those that will follow him.
Él quiere proveer transformación para todos los que lo reciben.
He wants to give us rest.
Él nos quiere dar descanso.
You see, because of what Christ has accomplished for us through Calvary.
Lo que él ha cumplido por el Calvario.
God has provided this change for our lives.
Él ha proveído un cambio en nuestras vidas.
When we invite the Lord into our lives and into our hearts,
cuando nosotros invitamos al Señor en nuestros corazones,
his presence in our lives will begin to change our environment.
La presencia del Señor va a cambiar nuestras vidas.
It's amazing what God can do within a family, within a home, even a community when we receive the Lord into it.
Es asombroso cómo cambian nuestras vidas en nuestras ciudades cuando lo recibimos.
God can bring peace into our situation.
Él puede traer paz en una situación.
Even the workplace.
Y también en el trabajo.
Wherever we are.
Donde quiera que estemos.
But when we put the Lord first in our lives,
cuando nosotros ponemos al Señor primero en nuestras vidas,
we will see a difference in our lives as we put God first.
Vamos a ver diferencias cuando nosotros ponemos al Señor enfrente de nosotros.
Amen.
Amen.
There is blessing for those that accept his way.
Hay bendiciones para todos los que lo aceptamos en su camino.
Now our third and final point.
El tercer y final punto.
Is there's everlasting joy for God's people.
Hay gozo eterno para todo el pueblo de Dios.
First, we have the promise of a new heavens and a new earth that will come.
Primero, tenemos la promesa de un nuevo cielo y una nueva tierra.
Now, in the Genesis account of creation.
Acontecido de Génesis.
There we see how God created the heavens and the earth.
Ahí vemos cómo Dios creó la tierra y los cielos.
And every time, and every day of creation, we see the Lord say it is good.
Y todas las veces que hacía algo, él decía que era bueno.
And then on that last day, when he created man, he said it's very good.
Y cuando, por lo último, cuando creó al ser humano, dijo que era muy bueno.
In God's original creation, there was no pain, there was no sickness.
En su primera creación, ahí no había dolor, no había enfermedad.
It was a perfect creation.
Era una creación perfecta.
But then when sin entered into the picture,
pero cuando el pecado entró en la foto,
it began to affect everything.
Empezó a afectar todo.
You see, evil entered into the world as a result of sin.
Ustedes comprenderán que la maldad entró a la tierra por el pecado.
And so, at the end of all of this dispensation, if you will,
al final de toda esta dispensación,
there is coming a day when this heavens and this earth is going to be transformed and made new again.
Va a llegar el momento donde esta tierra, esos cielos van a ser vueltos, van a ser hechos de nuevo.
And when it's made brand new,
y cuando vuelvan a ser hechos nuevos,
it's going to be just like that original creation of God.
Va a ser como la primera, la original que Dios hizo al principio.
No more sickness.
No más enfermedad.
No more death.
No más muerte.
No more pain.
No más dolor.
No curse.
No maldiciones.
I don't even know the word, amen. The curse. No more getting old.
No te vas a envejecer más.
But we look forward to a new heavens and a new earth.
So esperamos esta nueva tierra y este nuevo cielo.
Look at Isaiah 65, verses 17 through 19.
Vamos a ver aquí en Isaías 65, del 17 al 19.
And it says this, for I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For I create Jerusalem for rejoicing and her people for joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. This is speaking of a new day.
Y estos versos están hablando de un día nuevo.
Some have called it an eternal day.
Algunos le llaman el día eterno.
But it's describing this recreation of everything.
Pero está describiendo esta nueva creación.
And what we see here is God's original intention for man in the beginning.
Y está hablando desde el principio de su creación, lo que tenía planeado.
But this speaks concerning our future.
Pero esto habla de nuestro futuro.
And it should encourage us.
Y nos debe dar ánimo para seguir.
For we can look forward to that new day.
Para poder ver ese nuevo día.
This isn't it.
Esto no es todo.
As awful as it seems to be getting.
Aunque se mire que está muy feo.
This isn't it, the end all.
Esto no es el final de todo esto.
We as God's people can look forward to a new day.
Nosotros como gente de Dios podemos ver el día.
This is something we will all be able to enjoy.
Esto es algo que todos vamos a poder tener y poder gozar.
You see, there is going to be an eventual removal of sin.
Va a haber un día donde va a haber un evento donde se va a mover a quitar el pecado.
And when it's all gone,
y cuando se haya ido,
there is only going to be perfection here on this earth.
Aquí en la tierra va a haber solamente perfección.
Everything's going to be beautiful and full of joy.
Todo va a ser hermoso y gozo.
What a day that's going to be.
¿Qué día va a ser ese?
There's going to be a radical transformation of what we know now.
Va a haber un día radical.
And because of this, we will be able to rejoice forevermore.
Y por esto vamos a podernos gozar de este día por siempre.
How many of you are looking forward to that day?
¿Cuántos están esperando este día?
Yeah. It's going to include everything, galaxies, planets, and the whole thing, yeah. You know, because even right now, it's amazing, even, you know, in the scientific arena, the reality is that even the universe itself is deteriorating. You know, that's one of the realities of this current state. You know, the curse affected everything. You know, for instance, you know, you have the destruction of certain planets or stars and black holes and such. That's evidence of it being, of it falling apart. You know, I don't know if you've probably heard of the law of thermodynamics, where there's this constant falling apart. You know, it's not like everything starts at one place and gets better. It's always falling apart. You know, and this is a law of nature. And this has affected not only our current life, but even the heavens and the earth and everything else. So everything is going to be made brand new. Yes. So it's going to be totally replenished. It'll be amazing.
Aquí están preguntando que si en la nueva creación se va a crear todo hasta, ¿cómo se dicen? Las galaxias y todo. El pastor dijo que cuando va a haber una nueva restauración, va a restaurar todo de nuevo, de galaxias hasta de hoyos negros, de todo.
Everything. Brand new.
Todo nuevo.
You know, when you start to think about that day,
cuando empiecen a pensar en ese día,
and you begin to take into account our resurrected bodies that we will have,
que empiecen a notar en nuestros nuevos cuerpos que vamos a tener,
that we will be forever young,
que vamos a ser por siempre jóvenes,
we'll be able to travel in ways that we can't travel now,
vamos a poder viajar en formas de que nunca los hemos imaginado.
It's going to be an amazing thought to think of what we will be able to do.
Va a ser un pensamiento maravilloso de lo que vamos a poder hacer.
In that time of a new heavens and a new earth.
En ese tiempo de la nueva tierra y el nuevo cielo.
You see, now we think in a limited way.
Ahora pensamos en una forma limitada.
But to think about the reality of Christ's resurrected body.
Pero a pensar en la, en el cuerpo de Jesucristo cuando fue resucitado.
Where he appeared in the midst of the disciples and disappeared at will.
Cuando él se apareció a sus discípulos y desapareció también.
You will have that kind of body.
Nosotros vamos a tener esa clase de cuerpo.
What is travel going to be like?
¿Qué, cómo se va a ser el viajar en ese tiempo?
You know, now we have a virus that's affecting everything.
Hoy tenemos este virus que está afectando a todos.
One of the realities of our lives now is we know sickness and we know it well, don't we?
La realidad de hoy en día, nosotros sabemos que hay enfermedades.
Can you imagine a day when we will never have to worry about sickness again?
¿Se puede imaginar de ese día donde nunca te vas a enfermar otra vez?
Our bodies won't fall apart.
Sus cuerpos no se van a caer.
I mean, we will be constantly strong. Amen.
Vamos a ser constantemente fuertes.
What a day that's going to be.
¿Qué día va a ser ese?
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Another part of this is the last point, a new order will come.
El último punto va a ser, habrá un nuevo orden.
Does somebody want to read verses 20 through 25? These verses are very interesting, aren't they?
Estos versos son muy interesantes.
They speak of something that we can't fully comprehend right now.
Están hablando de algo que no podemos comprender ahorita.
And when you think about the wolf and the lamb feeding together.
Cuando hablan del lobo y el cordero comiendo juntos.
That will not happen now, will it?
Eso no va a pasar hoy.
I mean, that wolf is going to say, man, he's going to start licking his chops, right?
Ese lobo va a estar limpiándose los labios.
The reality is, it's speaking of a future day.
La realidad es que está hablando de un día futuro.
And this is kind of describing what we started out with this morning.
Y esto es lo que está describiendo lo que empezamos al principio.
Those mountain peaks of Bible prophecy.
Esas montañas, esos picos de las montañas de la profecía.
Because on the one hand, Isaiah is talking about the coming of the Messiah.
Porque de una mano, Isaías está hablando de la venida del Mesías.
Yet the result of the work of the Messiah would provide this new day.
Y el trabajo del Mesías va a traer el nuevo día.
But the way that the prophets saw this,
pero el modo en que los profetas miraron esto,
they saw this as one and the same.
Ellos miraron que era uno y el otro igual.
They saw the coming of the Messiah as him coming and establishing this immediately.
Ellos miraron cuando el Mesías dijo esto y lo entendieron inmediatamente.
They didn't understand that there would be a first coming and then a second coming.
Ellos no entendieron que iba a haber una primera venida y una segunda venida.
And so some of the prophetic words that apply to the Messiah have been fulfilled.
So algunas de las cosas que han sido profeciadas del Mesías han sido ya hechas.
But there are coming, or there are other prophecies that are needing to be fulfilled and won't be fulfilled until the Messiah comes back.
Y hay otras profecías que no han sido llenadas hasta que venga el Señor.
But what we can see in these verses that we just read,
y lo que vemos en estos versos que acabamos de leer,
is that curse that we know very well now will be removed then.
Que esa maldición que vemos ahora va a ser renovada otra vez.
Says there will be no such thing as an infant only living a few days.
Que no va a haber un niño que solamente va a vivir unos días.
And it's saying in essence that every man will fulfill his days.
Que en esencia está diciendo que todo hombre va a llenar toda su vida.
The lifespan during this time.
La vida que va a expandir en este tiempo
is not going to be like we know it today.
No va a ser como lo conocemos hoy en día.
Those that will be in the millennial reign of Christ,
todos aquellos que van a estar en el milenio,
will live well over 100 years.
Van a vivir más de 100 años.
They're not going to live just up to 70, 80, 90. You follow what I'm saying?
No van a vivir solamente 60, 70, 80 años.
I mean, the reality is that the lifespan will be up to 500-600 years.
La realidad de esto es que la vida se va a expandir a 500, 600 años.
Y'all remember, that's the way it was before the flood.
Y si recuerdan, así era en los años de antes del diluvio.
But this is what's going to happen in the future.
Y esto es lo que va a pasar en el futuro.
Is that talking about us, Pastor?
Está hablando de nosotros, Pastor.
No, it's not talking about you and me.
No, no está hablando de nosotros.
Because we will take part in the rapture.
Porque nosotros vamos a tener parte en el rapto.
And when that takes place, our bodies are going to be changed instantaneously.
Y cuando eso tome parte, nosotros vamos a tener un cuerpo nuevo.
And when we put on that new body,
y cuando nosotros nos pongamos ese cuerpo,
it's going to live forever and forever and forever.
Y va a vivir por siempre, por siempre y por siempre.
But this is describing those that make it through the tribulation.
Pero esto está hablando de la gente que pase la tribulación.
And that will take part during the millennial reign of Christ.
Y va a tomar parte en durante el milenio de Cristo.
Those that will repopulate the earth when Jesus returns.
Esos que vuelvan a retomar la tierra y seguir duplicándose.
During that time, this is what's going to be experienced.
Durante ese tiempo es lo que van a experimentar.
And so this is speaking of that future day.
Eso se está hablando de ese futuro.
And so we can't fully comprehend how it's all going to play out.
No podemos comprenderlo firmemente, pero eso es lo que va a pasar.
But what we see are some little tidbits of things that are going to happen when we read verses like we just read.
Pero sí miramos algunos partes, pedazos de lo que va a pasar en esos días.
It's really going to be a wonderful time.
Pero sí va a ser un tiempo maravilloso.
There will be the absence of evil.
No va a haber maldición ni maldad.
And it's something that we can't comprehend right now.
Y es algo que no podemos comprender ahora.
We are limited in our understanding.
Estamos limitados en nuestro entendimiento.
But it's describing a wonderful, awesome day.
Pero está describiendo un día maravilloso.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. That one's a hard one to fully answer, you know, because the reality is that the redeemed, talking about you and me at this time when the rapture takes place and we put on that resurrected body, what amount of memory we will have, it's hard to say. Now, to say that we will not remember anything of this life would seemingly be, if that was the case, I should say, well, then, what would be the reason of redemption in the first place? You follow what I'm saying? If we're just going to totally forget the past life, then why not just everyone get the new life, since everything is forgotten? But the reality is that redemption provides salvation for us, and the beauty of God's grace is seen at the memory of the fact of what we were saved from. And so the reality, and I think the true joy and the blessing and the full reality of the reality of the blessing of being the redeemed is going to be greater and more appreciated at the memory of what we have come from. Now, the fullness of that, I can't fully answer. The scripture is silent. I mean, even the first verses here, you know, as we read in verse 20, or wait, where is it at? Verse 17, actually, it says, I create new heavens, new earth. Former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. You know, what do you do with those verses, you know? So to what extent our memory of the past will be intact, I can't fully say. However, I think there's going to be a greater appreciation for what we do have, for remembering what we came. Yeah. Yeah, and there's going to be such a beauty. I mean, we'll be so taken in that, the beauty of seeing Jesus and being with him. I mean, it's like you're not going to remember, you know, those things because you're so captured by the beauty of Christ, you know. There's those kind of scenarios. You know, the reality is that during the millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be this peace on earth, this removal of the curse, this enjoying of life for 1,000 years without a devil who's chained up. But then there's going to be the release of the tempter, the release of the devil for a season. Then will come the time when the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven to the earth. And then is going to be what's called the eternal state. And that is still, you know, where it says we're going to be here on the earth with the Father. You know, the Father and the Son, there's going to be no more need for a sun. There's not going to be a moon anymore because it's going to be an eternal day. And so these are, wow, you know, we really can't fully grasp it other than what's highlighted in this text. And so I'm not sure, Brother Pedro, if you need to say all of that. Hopefully somebody's there to translate that part for our Spanish audience.
Thank you.
But I know that's a lot there. But let's go ahead and finish it out with looking at our ministry in action here.
Vamos a terminar con nuestras enseñanzas de para la vida.
First, talk to someone this week about whether or not they are prepared to meet Jesus and are walking with him on the road to heaven.
El ministerio en acción. Hable con alguien esta semana sobre si está preparado o no para encontrarse con Jesús y si está caminando con él en la vía hacia el cielo.
Amen. Are they ready?
Están listos.
Amen. Secondly, make a conscious effort to reflect the joy of the Lord in your interaction with others this week.
Segunda, haga un esfuerzo consciente para reflejar el gozo del Señor en su interacción con las personas esta semana.
And then lastly, pray each day for someone who is not a believer.
Y por último, ore cada día por alguien que no conoce a Cristo como Salvador.
Amen. Amen. There's a great need all around us.
Hay una gran necesidad todo alrededor.
But we can tell them there's a new world coming. Amen.
Y podemos decirles que hay un nuevo mundo que va a venir.
And the way to experience that new world is through Jesus Christ alone.
Y la forma de experimentar eso es recibiendo a Jesucristo.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for all that we're learning or have learned from the book of Isaiah. We pray that, Lord, you would cause your word to bring forth life in our lives. Lord, remind us of all that we've studied and give us the ability to share our faith with others. Lord, we're grateful for everything you're doing here in Center Assembly of God. Bless the remainder of our service together. Lord, I pray that you would anoint our worship time as well as the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.